Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're going to talk with Holocaust survivor Inga Auerbacher in a few moments. But first, we're going to start off our first hour with Paige Sarda. She's Executive Director of Reach Literacy, and she joins us now to talk about the fifth annual Brouhaha. Paige, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you.
How are you doing today? You getting busy?
I'm good. I'd like it to be a little less gloomy, but it's great otherwise.
All right. So tell us briefly about Reach Literacy so we have an idea of what the Brouhaha is supporting.
Sure. Reach Literacy, our goal is to teach adults to read and write and improve life skills. And we've been doing that for 31 years here in Sioux Falls. We really have kind of a four-county area that we serve, Minnehaha, Lincoln, McCook, and Turner County, although we've been creeping out ever since. But Brouhaha supports all of our programming for Reach. We don't charge for our services. Most of our folks wouldn't be able to afford it, and so we like the fact that we can continue to provide that service for free.
All right. So Brouhaha is the annual fundraiser. What's it all about?
You bet. Well, it's every time you drink beer, you end up telling stories, and we kind of thought those two things went together. So we have a beer tasting. We have 14 different beers that we'll be trying tonight. And then we also have 7 storytellers from our community. They'll get up and talk about kind of that aha moment, sort of from Brouhaha, kind of when they, sort of when literacy was impactful for them, or that time when that light bulb kind of came on and they were like, wow, this is kind of life-changing for me.
Tell us about some of the storytellers this year, because that's always intriguing to me, who you find.
Yeah, so we have a nice range of people. One of the people we're excited about listening to is Ted Harine from the Rock Garden Tour is going to be one of our storytellers.
Right.
And we always ask them to tell us just a short snippet. We always like to be surprised, and so I'm always kind of interested in what they're going to talk about. Brian Brokemeyer, you may not know his name, but he started an event here called SuperCon in Sioux Falls, and kind of a comic book, and he's going to talk about when Superman died and how that affected his life, and so I'm really interested in hearing about that. Kellen Boyce, who runs the Sioux Falls Design Center, she's going to talk a little bit about typography, which I'm really interested in, kind of how that sort of, the way she thinks about words and letters themselves. So really, I think it's a really interesting mix of people, and I think the best part is when the storytellers get done, they people come up and talk to them and, you know, want to hear more about them and kind of talk about how that resonated with them.
And so how much time do you plan this out ahead? Is it a year-long planning process?
I would like it to be, but it's, you know, when you run a small nonprofit, you kind of wear 100 hats. But
right.
We have a nice committee, which is great, and a super board that's very helpful. We probably spend about 6 months kind of just getting ready for it and working on schedules and figuring out who can come. And it's always down to the wire, you know, if people can actually make it or something doesn't come up. You know, our storytellers have about 7 minutes roughly just to tell their story. We want them to, you know, get in and tell that story and then get off and let somebody else go. And we don't want kind of a soliloquy. We just want a really short snippet of your life.
So then the floor is open after that to get those extra details.
Yeah, exactly. We want people to come up and engage with you. You know, I think that's what's missing sometimes is that, you know, people get kind of engaged in their Facebook or whatever else, and I like that spoken word. We like to be able to come up and have a conversation and face-to-face.
So give us the details for tickets and how to participate in the event, Paige.
You bet. It starts at 5:30 tonight and runs till 8. You still can get tickets. You can either go to our website at reachliteracy.org, or you can purchase at the door if you're not sure that you'll be able to make it till the last minute. Tickets are $40 for single, but we want you to come with somebody because it's so much more fun. That's $75 if you come with a person. And we'll have beer tasting, we have appetizers, and stories.
All right. Paige Sarda, Executive Director of Reach Literacy. The Brouhaha is tonight. Thanks, Paige, for being here.
Thank you.